It's Jen, and today it's not a normal episode. I had another episode scheduled and lined up for you today, but in light of everything that's happening, it didn't resonate with me I just in good conscience could not publish that episode. Now, that episode wasn't going to be antagonizing or anything, but the episode, because this month the theme is about celebration. And we still are going to celebrate the 5 years of this podcast. We are still going to celebrate you. But with everything going on at the time of this recording, in good conscience, I can't. So I wanted to address a difficult conversation. And that is Monday, May 25th, when the life of George Floyd was heinously taken away from him. Things have shifted. Things have spiraled out of control. There has been unrest. There has been protest, some very peaceful protesting, but that has, you know, there's looting, but that doesn't have to do with the protest. It's a mess. There's violence. There's so much craziness going on. Media is reporting this. Some is accurate, some is not. You don't know what to think. People are hurting. People are angry. There's a lot of heaviness in our country today. There's a lot of conversations going on. Some very angry. Others, people are really, what I say, getting awakened. And it's a mix of everything. And it's been very draining. I know it has for me, and I can imagine for you. Now, why do I want to talk about this? This is a personal finance podcast. The reason why is because your money is power. Your money gives you choices. Your money helps you to support the voices of others. Now, in our community or in the Latino community, there is racism, colorism, but that's a discussion for another time. Right now, with what's happening at this moment in time, at this moment that I'm recording this episode, the focus should be supporting our Black brothers and sisters to help them, because they can't do it alone, to help them educate others that are asleep on why Black Lives Matters. So I wanted to take this time to address that, because yes, this is a personal finance podcast, and you don't hear me talk politics, but this is human rights. These are lives that are being treated unfairly. Their lives are being taken from them for no good reason. When is a good reason to take a life? It's not. So because of that, I'm speaking up, because when it comes to humans, when it comes to humanity, it's important to raise your voice. And this is the time. This is the time that we need to support our Black brothers and sisters. Now, if this is not resonating with you, this may not be the podcast for you. Now, I'm not saying I don't welcome you, but it just may not be for you. That's your choice. And I can't control that, obviously. So I just wanted to address that and address just the heaviness that is going around. You may be asking, you may, like me, what can you do? What exactly do you do at this moment in time? I know for me, having the skin color that I have, being the white passing Latina, and I am part white, that's a question that I've asked. But there's things that we can do to help. And I'm going to post a resource. I'm actually compiling. Now, all these things, I'm just compiling. So I'm not taking any credit for these resources, because there's a bunch of resources out there. And so what I've been doing is just compiling them into one place. And some of it you may see a repeat, right? But that's okay. But I just didn't want to recreate something that is already being done. I just want to simplify it for you in terms of, there's a lot of good stuff being shared. So I'm going to provide that resource. I also just want to encourage you to do something, encourage you to support, which I have a feeling, being the mujer that you are, you are already doing that. I don't doubt it. But again, I just wanted to address this difficult conversation, and I will be voicing in support of our Black brothers and sisters. I will be doing that. You will see me. You'll be seeing me sharing. And but I will also continue this podcast because I know you're here listening because you want some inspiration, you want some guidance. So I will be continuing, but how I'm doing this, yes, I'm going to continue to provide this information, but my mindset is so different right now in terms of I have been listening, I have been observing, and I'm going to be just my messaging or what I'm attempting to do. This is what I'm saying while I'm recording this for you is I'm going to be doing this from a different lens in terms of what I create and what I share with you, just because I feel like I can do more in with this podcast. So I wanted to share that with you. And the other thing I wanted to share with you as well is I am participating or I am uniting with Podcasters for Justice. So, you know, what is that? So we are podcasters, bloggers, YouTubers, influencers, where we're united to condemn the tragic murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and many, many others at the hands of the police. This is a continuation of systemic racism pervasive in our country since its inception, and we are committed to standing against racism in all its forms. We believe that to be silent is to be complicit. We believe that Black lives matter. We believe that Black lives are more important than property. We believe that we have a responsibility to use our platforms to speak out against this injustice whenever and wherever we are to witness it. In creating digital media, we have built audiences that return week after week, just like you, to hear our voices. And we will use our voices to speak against anti-Blackness and police brutality. We're here for good. And we encourage our audiences to be educated, engaged, and to take action. So there's a lot of ways you can participate. I am going to, in the resource, I'll show you, there's a portion, there's some links where you can donate. You can sign a petition. There's different things and you can use your voice. Now, if you're afraid to use your voice and accidentally mess up because people are sensitive right now because they're hurting, just know it's okay. When you have the good intentions, it's okay. Reach out to me for support. I will support you. It's better to voice, make a mistake, accept, and really, really say, you know, this is my mistake, than to say nothing at all. Because like I said earlier, silent is definitely complicit. Silence does no one any good. The more we are silent, nothing gets done. But I personally rather do something, even though I know I am not perfect whatsoever, and risk being wrong than be silent and not be able to do something. So I encourage you. I am sending you love. También abrazos. And just support. I am here for you. I know for me, it's taken an emotional toll. And I hope that for you, if you are in need of support, that you have a support system, that you talk to someone, reach out to me. If you need me, don't worry. I am not a robot. Obviously, I am talking. I am a human being. So just don't feel that you can't reach out to me. I am here for you. So that is it. This wasn't meant to be a long episode. We will continue next week like we normally do. And I just sending you love, abrazos, and know that I see you. And if you need anything, I am here. And also, I welcome these discussions. I am not going to shy away from the discussions, even though there might be some things I can't speak of because, let's face it, I'm not an expert in those matters. But we need to have those discussions, and I welcome the discussions and more than willing to bring someone in where we can have those discussions. So I still am rambling because there's so much on my heart. There's a lot of heaviness in my heart, but I just wanted to get this out there, address really the elephant in the room, address this difficult conversation. And so you know where I stand. So you know how I feel. So you know where this podcast stands and how we are in support of Black Lives Matter. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next Thursday. Nos vemos. Un abrazo bien grande. Ciao.